Dressed for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Dressed for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
In the course of human history, there have been numerous examples of nations who believed the elite. Their trust was given over only to realize too late that their confidence in government was what I call liberty suicide. Oh, how we fail to heed the warnings of both history and God's prophets. I'm reading to you an article by Dr. David M. Berman, a pastor up in the New England states. The human condition, Reverend Berman says, is filled with pitfalls, for ours is a history of tyranny with very little liberty. As one looks at the chronicle of the human race, one sees it littered with dead bodies, stolen property, abuse, elitism, murder of innocents, and on and on. Throughout the ages, it has been the strength of the government that has oppressed the people. The American Revolution was based on the radical idea that people have rights from God individually and that they should not be abused by the government. This notion became weaved into our social and political DNA. We used to know it, understand it, and breathe it, that the balance of freedom and personal responsibility were as stable as ever could be in a system run by mankind. Religious freedom was a hallmark of our nation, as was personal property rights, parental rights, economic freedom, and the beautiful principles of liberty as acknowledged in the Bill of Rights. What has happened to this one great nation is nothing short of liberty suicide. We have elected for the second time a man that represents an antithesis of all we were founded on. He is a globalist mindset. He seeks to right what he sees are the wrongs of America. I'm convinced, says Dr. Berman, that he is a Muslim for several reasons. He calls the Quran the Holy Quran. He said that Islam was revealed in the Middle East. No Christian would call the Quran holy, nor would a Christian refer to Islam as being revealed, as some revelation from God. I'm convinced he is a detriment to our national security, economically and militarily. He and those who put him in power seek to fundamentally change America. The words of Obama in 2008. They are bound and determined to turn this nation into a Marxist country, and over half of the population is helping them to do so. A few years ago, says Dr. Berman, I was on a beach at night and I was sitting by the campfire. There was some beach grass, and after a while I saw some bugs come out of the beach grass and walk toward the fire. They were seemingly mesmerized by the power of the flickering fire with its glow and heat on a chilly night. As they did, I noticed they did not stop. One by one, they walked slowly to their death at the promise of something they saw in the fire. For some reason, they believed against the obvious that this was a good idea, even though they watched those in front of them be burned up in the fire. They walked right in to their own peril. The fire is government control and centralized power. It shines like a light and a promised warmth. And then, when you get too close, it consumes you. The bugs are like history, which shows us that tyranny comes from centralized power. And yet many have become the bugs that follow history right into Marxism, believing that this time the fire will not burn them. You don't know, and you don't like my analogy? Well, I often use this quote of our first president, and I'll do it so again now. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is a force. Like fire, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. Our nation has forsaken everything that gave us not only prosperity financially, but more importantly, prosperity of liberty. For without that, we would not have high fundamental blessings or financial blessings. We've become a nation where over 50% believe they deserve what another has earned, and who think that worshiping government as provider is the answer to every problem. They have traded freedom for security, finance, and protection. And in the end, they will have neither. Sin is celebrated, and the God of the Bible is despised. Human wisdom is lifted up, and true gospel preachings and preachers are scorned. Churches often are nothing more than social clubs with a cross on the building. And those churches that stand for truth are not only ridiculed by the secular world, but also by liberal churches that would rather be loved by the world than stand for truth. Obama won the woman vote by 10%. In embracing rebellion, women have bought the feminist lie that they are better off without the leadership of a husband, and what they have become in large part are wards of the state. Feminism promised you don't need anyone to take care of you, but the truth is that the majority of women have replaced male leadership in the home with a dependency on the perilous leadership of government programs. Women complain that they can't find a committed man after they have spent the last 40 years telling men that they do not need their commitment. After being told that there is no emotional consequence to sex, women have been used and abused only to be left jaded by bad relationship and often left with sexual transmitted diseases. Oh yes, what a great promise feminism was. And what a great failure it is more and more women buy the lie that slavery to government is somehow liberating, as some murder their own children in their womb that was made to be a protection for their baby. Others cheer reproductive rights, while forgetting that the female in their wombs will have no rights to reproduce, since they have been murdered. Obama is not the problem. He is the figurehead of the problem, of a once great nation turned from God, which turned from God, and his word to human reason, which has borne ugly consequences. Luke 6:43 says, "For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." We have passed the point of return. The nation is bankrupt, morally and financially. The once great liberty tree has been chopped down and replaced with tempting fruit of Satan. There is no going back, and so one of these three things will happen. One, we will have a great spiritual awakening where the people's hearts are once again turned to God, and they will demand a return of the principles this nation was founded on. Two, we will continue to slip into hard tyranny. Three, there will be a civil war where blood is shed, and that outcome will be uncertain. My sense, says Pastor Berman, is that the nation will not repent, nor will it walk into the fire any slower. I believe civil unrest will manifest when hyperinflation comes, and or when then money runs out that people depend on. I believe there is a possibility at that point when some will say no more and will take up arms to fight against tyranny, and by then it will be an exercise in futility. The bottom line is this: the Constitution is lost. America is a mere shadow of what it was in its prior liberty, in its prior greatness. I do not believe we will ever be that again, never be that great again. I truly hope I am wrong, but the writing is on the wall, and I will not give it up. I will continue to fight, but I suggest freedom-loving Americans prepare to take care of and defend their families. May God have mercy on us, a nation that has forsaken Him from whom all blessings flow. That is a powerful article, and I just don't really know what to make of it. I really don't know what to make of it. There is a time we know not when, a point we know not where, that marks the destiny of men for glory or despair. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and His wrath. That's by J. Alexander. I just don't understand what's going to happen to our country. Every great nation comes to an end. Often the disintegration is very rapid. For some now, we have been watching the decline for some time of the great American enterprise. The economic foundation of the nation is disintegrating as unimaginable debt piles up. This incredible debt will sooner or later bring the whole monetary system crashing down. History is filled with accounts of empires that dominated the world, and some that came to an unexpected end. I'm old enough, says Art Sadler, who wrote this article, to remember the British Empire dominating the world scene. By some estimates, Britain dominated as much as 70% of the globe. It seemed as if this great empire would never come to an end. However, almost overnight, the British Empire vanished off the scene. The sudden decline of the British Empire can be directly traced to the time in the 1940s when Britain turned against Israel. In like manner, the Obama administration has turned against Israel, and we seem to be seeing the beginning of the decline of America. Some believe that on November 6th, the Americans turned a corner in their national life. It has been stated that they have turned away from their constitutional principle of limited self-government with the re-election of Barack Obama. A number of people believe that with four more years of the Obama administration, America will be beyond the point of no return. This is very sad, women. I don't know how you voted, and I don't know what you feel, but the America we live in now is not the America in which I was born in 1927. The freedoms that we have now are slipping away from us, and we're giving them away. America has been undergoing tremendous changes for some time now, long before Obama arrived upon the scene. In the last four or five decades, the moral foundation have crumbled along with the spiritual and social fabric of the nation. Since Obama came to power 4 years ago, America has been in the process of the transition from free enterprise capitalist society to totalitarianism socialistic state. Obama has stated during the election campaign that he needs four more years to complete the job. Obama set policies and passed laws that negate and neglect the biblical principles the nation was founded upon. When Obama first came to power, he stated that America was no longer a Christian nation. I heard him. You heard him if you were listening. And with unbelief, I listened. And he has worked to reinforce that belief in another crucial area. Obama administration has turned against Israel. No matter how often Obama says he is a friend of Israel, he isn't. As we stated above, this sets the nation against the purposes of God for people, his people, Israel, a very dangerous place to be in. In an editorial recently, we read, "I believe that when a nation abandons the warnings of God's word about such things as murdering babies in their mother's wombs and advocating homosexuality, the judgment of God is inevitable. The election of November 6th seems to be the stamp of approval by the American people on the unbiblical agenda of the Obama administration. We will see what the future holds for America. There comes a time when men and nations turn against God and his word, that God turns against them. When that happens, God hardens their hearts and blinds their eyes, and their fate is sealed. God help us."
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
There is a time we know not when, a point we know not where, that marks the destiny of men for glory or despair. There is a line by an unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and his wrath. I'm under God's care. Are you?